some pavement.
Yeah. Landing some kick flips.
Well, that guy's just getting someplace.
Yeah, this guy's just going somewhere. I don't like that, you know, like shopping centers and stuff in Petaluma all just say like skateboarding prohibited and stuff. Like, you just, like, people just use a skateboard as a mode of transportation. They should be able to.
Yeah, it's really weird because, I don't know, like, Petaluma seems like a pretty hip town. Like, two blocks from me, there's a house that has a half pipe behind it. Mm-hmm. And you'd never know. And it was just because I was walking by one day with my kid and these, you know, his family was outside and the two little kids were just skating. And then I just got to talking with them. They're like, yeah, we go to all the, I guess they're like little kid phenoms.
Huh.
Like skateboarding. It's like boy and a girl. And they're like, yeah, we got a pipe in the back. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. But yeah, you'd figure like with the Phoenix and all that kind of stuff and just the way that downtown's kind of set up.
Well, there was a half pipe inside the Phoenix for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, or two quarter pipes, I guess. And some rails and fun box and stuff. It was always just kind of a weird place to skate, I guess. But, you know, I mean, then there is the skate park behind the swim center.
I had no idea. Where is...
Yeah, by Target.
Really?
Yeah, there's a skate park back there.
I had no idea.
A friend of mine had a campaign for years and years and years to try and make it happen. It finally did.
So he built the skate
park? No, I mean, he helped design it and stuff like that, but...
Is it used?
Yeah. I think last time I drove past it, though, there were, like, you know, three people on bikes and a kid on a scooter. So, you know, changes up. But
well, that's cool. I don't know how I missed it. Not that I'm back there all that much.
Yeah, it's easy to miss.
Jeff, now people can know that when I am talking to the void in that video,
yep.
I'm actually talking to you.
That's right.
Because you, the way that Kickstarter video happened was I got Joey Famili from the old Whiskey Days, and now Tested, to come shoot it. But I, of course, had no idea how to make a script for a CMS.
Right, yeah.
I was not reviewing anything.
No, yeah. So I had to show up and ask you questions about...
That's right. I was like, Jeff, show up. Ask me questions, because I don't want to write a script. And I talk to you all day anyway, so it'll probably come off natural. And that's the story.
Yep. It was hard to come up with intelligent-sounding questions about the nuts and bolts of a CMS, because some of those questions, I wasn't sure if that was going to be relevant or not.
Yeah. I feel that video is very funny, because it doesn't actually talk about, like, what the fuck it is. But, you know, what are you going to do? I know it's cool. I've got alpha people in there that use it all day. They love it.
Are there any, like, launched sites and stuff that are using it, or any, or are people just kind of, like, funning around?
There are a lot of people that are funning around with it. There are probably people that have launched some stuff with it, but, you know, you have people that aren't necessarily designers.
Yep.
But I think a lot of people you have that are, like, kind of tech guys that are, like, kicking the tires. They're like, how does this thing actually work? And then I get a lot of people who just really want to get in.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is. And then they're like, oh, it's a CMS. It's like, yes. I don't need a CMS.
It's like, well, you got one.
Yeah. But I'm normally happy with those guys because they have no you know, knowledge about how to build websites or anything, and they get stuff up.
Right.
I'm like, all right, this is exactly kind of what I wanted. Most of them are on Windows, which is not normally a development environment.
Right.
You can obviously make Windows a development environment, but it takes a lot of hustle. So to have it just work is nice. But yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking. You just kind of, you're like, okay, I'm gonna hit this button.
And then people will then judge you.
Yeah.
$1 at a time.
Exactly. The fun bits are people who just don't use the price points that you have set.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I will pledge $13.
Yeah. Yeah, people give them what they can.
Yeah, that's awesome. But more interesting, because I'd used Kickstarter a lot, you know, obviously as a backer.
Yeah.
So it was kind of neat to see the tools that they give.
Oh, the right. Publisher. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of neat. They'll give you basically like referral links, but the referral links will show you the amount of money that come from each like website.
Oh, okay.
So I could tell you that the Something Awful boards produced higher than the NeoGAF boards.
That makes sense. The Something Awful crowd has already spent money to post on a message board, so obviously they have a lot of money to throw around.
That's true. You're talking about, it's funny, it's also, you get the initial rush and then it, you know,
yeah,
definitely
plateaus a little bit,
because in those early hours, the first 2 or 3 hours, if you just made that same amount of money that you made per hour, you would
you'd retire,
you'd have like $40 million.
Yeah, exactly. Both staring in the mells.
I was staring at the white-haired guy that was checking for coins out of the newspaper machine.
Okay. I was thinking longingly about pancakes. As I'm wont to do.
Pancakes are pretty good.
Yeah.
I have tested a lot of the Petaluma breakfast joints.
Yeah?
I feel I have them ranked pretty decently at this point.
What are your tops?
Okay, there's this one on, I think it's Western, just past, on the same block, or just past Petaluma Market.
So like between the Phoenix and Petaluma Market, that little tiny place?
No, that one, that's up there.
Okay.
But that's not the one that I'm talking about. The other way, so up Western.
Okay.
I forget the name of it. I think it's like the Tea Room or something?
Oh, the Tea Room, yeah.
Tea Room.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've never been there. I've heard people mention it.
That place is great. The only negative against it is that it's an all-cash establishment.
Yeah.
Which I am not very good with carrying around cash. But that is by far, that is like, this is an awesome breakfast.
Hmm.
Just, I don't know the way to describe it.
Is it like very really? Nuts and bolts basic type stuff, so or
a,
is it?
That's the thing that I describe about it. All of it is nuts and bolts. Like, hey, you're getting your regular stuff, but they're using really high quality. Like, hey, you want to get sourdough toast? You're getting like real, like thick.
Okay.
You know, sourdough. You know, if there's a, if you're getting an omelet with like chicken in it or sausage in it, it looks like it's.
Yeah.
You know, it's proper. Not like Jimmy Dean. It's okay. Like, oh, here's, this is real sausage in here. So it feels gourmet without it being fancy, is kind of the way that I would
sure.
describe it.
Sure, yeah.
Like, all of it is, hey, this is all the stuff that I normally eat. It's just really, really well made.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I've never heard specifically, like, what the Tea Room excels at from people. Just people's like, oh, I was at the Tea Room, and this girl I hate was there. You know, it's always just, like, local drama after the bar, morning after the bar type stuff.
But that to me, is it's pretty much number one.
Huh.
I like a specific plate at Lumberjack's.
Yeah, okay.
Which is they do good skillets.
Mm.
And they're fucking giant. Like, there's
yeah,
no
the
way.
Yeah, the portions and everything there are out of fucking control.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it's.
The skillet that I get there costs $10. I eat probably a third of it. And then they're always like, hey, do you want us to wrap that up? I'm like, it's eggs. That is fucking gross. Like, take this away. And don't even, like, don't. You can give it to, like, your dog or something, but I can't eat eggs. More than an hour. I can't touch eggs after they've been made.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, situations where I would have had
cold eggs.
And the only thing I can really think of is, like, sometimes you end up accidentally buying one too many Egg McMuffins, and that'll keep just fine.
Yeah.
But that's a different situation.
I mean, I can get, you know, you'll go to maybe a supermarket or something and buy a hot breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
That you know that's been sitting in a steamer for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that. That's because it's still hot.
Right.
It's more just like, hey, you just had a bunch of eggs that were on your plate. They got cold. An hour later, you're not allowed to eat those.
Hmm. I don't know. I might give that a try.
Oh, gross. Especially like in a styrofoam, you know.
Sure.
Box.
Yeah.
Bridge questions.
Yeah.
We're at the bridge. Actually got out of the city pretty quick today.
Yeah. So ask those bridge questions. Blue Canary here says, I can eat 50 eggs. It's a lot of...
No man can eat 50 eggs. No man.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. I bet if I had nothing else, I could eat a dozen scrambled eggs.
Yeah, you could do it. I don't like getting scrambled eggs in most eating establishments.
Yeah?
Because they're so different per
right.
place.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Where I could get an egg over easy at those spots,
mm-hmm.
and they're all the same.
Right. I like my scrambled eggs dry.
That's all right.
That's me.
Okay. So the other places, that Haley's place is pretty good as well. So it's up there, but it's not as good.
Hey, is that the tiny place near the Phoenix?
Yeah.
Okay. That place is like turned into so many different things over the years that I don't know, yeah, it's hard to even know what name it is. Stick 100 asks, am I crazy to start developing a game exclusively for Kindle Fire TV? Yeah, probably. I don't know. Condiments on eggs.
Tabasco sauce or any sort of hot sauce.
Mm.
Pepper. Gotta have lots of pepper on there.
I don't need anything on them. A little salt?
Yeah.
That's about it. Little salt, not even a lot. You had a cheddar McMelt. Are they a regular item in American McDonald's? No, never heard of the McMelt.
Do you think that's just like a grilled cheese?
I don't know, probably.
Just in a biscuit?
Is there any cheddar fast food that you guys like? I don't know that there's any.
You like those Poppins things?
That's not, is that cheddar? I guess, yeah. Those,
what are those things?
Those cheese curds?
Yeah.
Cheese curds? That's just cheese, yeah.
I like a jalapeno popper. Just cheese. Oh, I like mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, mozzarella sticks. That's mozzarella. It's not cheddar. But, yeah.
I like cheddar. I'm one of those people that can just eat cheese and crackers for
lunch.
Get a nice, just like a big wedge of cheddar.
Yeah.
Give me that. Give me some.
The Cheddar McMelt is a meat hamburger that has cheddar in it. It is a special item in some countries, but is in the default menu in Brazil. No, I never heard of that. Cheese in the meat? That's always a little weird, but
eh. Let's see how that would cook well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's, Chris ordered this thing that he ended up with two of them and gave me one. It's like a, you take your ground beef or whatever, and it's like a little plastic mold that'll punch a hole in it and take the top out so you can fill it full of bacon or mushrooms or cheese or whatever you want and then put it back in there and have a patty with stuff inside it. Oh, it's not inside the meat. It's in the sandwich. Okay, so it's just a cheeseburger? Like, what makes it different from just a burger with cheese on it then? I don't understand that one bit. What's your favorite fast food breakfast? You got anything to say on this topic?
I think they're all terrible.
Oh, man, you're crazy.
They're all terrible.
I like the McDonald's breakfast.
Do you get, like, the pancakes?
I have. Yeah, they're fine.
So gross. Tastes like a piece of cardboard.
It's not... But I like the egg McMuffin. I think, you know, it's a good sausage McMuffin with egg. I think it's pretty good.
Breakfast is something I never go fast food for. Like, there's so many great options for fast breakfast that's not from a fast food joint that's still cheap. Like, you can go to a bagel joint and get a real, you know, bagel and egg sandwich for, like, $3. Like, why would I go to McDonald's? I get the crappy one.
Because it's not crappy. It's like, the English muffin is fine. Terrible. Like, maybe the egg is not to your liking or whatever, because you like your eggs. I like the fast food eggs. And their sausage patties are fine.
Whatever. Whatever, Jeff.
All right. I think the Taco Bell fast food breakfast is disgusting.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Yeah, they just started it recently, so. Burger King's fast food breakfast menu is, like, just kind of a McDonald's knockoff thing. Like, their whole thing is like, we make that, but it's kind of bigger. And then they also have the croissant sandwich, which is on a croissant instead of a English muffin or a biscuit or something.
Yeah, I think normally when I get the fast food breakfast, I always go with the biscuit option.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the bagels are always weird. They're never, like, toasted. They're just soft bagels.
Yeah, those are not... I don't even think they have those at McDonald's anymore. I think they got rid of all their bagel sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good breakfast place up this way called Dipsy's Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever going to Muir Woods, stop at Dipsy's.
What's that place that was in Sausalito?
Fred's.
Fred's
is awesome. The one that was right next to my place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred's was good.
And then there was the lighthouse.
Yeah, the lighthouse was good too.
The funny bit was they were both Swedish breakfast places.
Yeah. You know, boating attracts the Swedes.
Shelby used to always get the eggs and chili.
It
just grossed me out. It was just like, oh. But I think it was also because he's one of those perpetually skinny guys that would just eat, you know, 8 pieces of bacon.
Sure.
He'd be like, hey, can I get a coffee and 8 pieces of bacon? You're fucking nuts.
All right, so Lumberjacks, you got your specific thing there you like. Tea Room, you're all about. I want to go to the Tea Room. I want to try the Tea Room.
Haley's is good. Yeah. Haley's. The other one is the... what is it? Not Nova. What's that community one? That one where you pick me up at.
Everybody's that coffee place?
Yes. No. Because that one's got real breakfast. It's a... Oh, fuck. Mm.
You been to Mr. Mom's?
Yes. It's serviceable.
Yep. That is... Yes.
I always feel like when I go to Mr. Mom's, I always feel like I'm transported into probably 20 years ago Petaluma. That's what I feel like it must be.
Yeah.
Because it feels very much like where my parents live in Western Maryland. Mm.
Yeah, Mr. Mom's just seems like it's like real basic food and they generally don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, the service is fine.
Yeah.
But the food is just... It's just lock and tackle, you know, sort of.
Diner, just yeah. Kind of diner.
Oh, number two, actually.
Oh.
After the Tea Room is that Henny Penny.
Oh, yeah?
Down at the North Petaluma.
Yeah, I would probably put Henny Penny and former, I guess it's Pete's Henny Penny. They probably still call it that.
I don't know what it is.
Pete has passed away. I put that in Mr. Mom's, kind of right same.
Really? I had a really good meal at that. Yeah. I've only been there
once. I haven't been there recently. Like, I went there New Year's Day once, just still drunk, probably. Yeah. Just, ugh. I've been there a couple times. But Pete was such an unsavory asshole of a man that it was hard to feel good about eating at Pete's once you got to know what he was up to. Not that he was up to anything bad, he was just kind of a dick.
There's another diner place on North Petaluma that we went to that wasn't very good. That's on the right side. And then there's a Denny's
I was going
to
say.
That I haven't been to yet.
Yeah.
I haven't been to that Denny's.
There's an IHOP up a little ways past there.
Past there? So like in Cotati?
No, yeah, no. Like there's that 7-Eleven and the Burger King, and then the IHOP's right there too. Where the Osh and stuff is in that shopping center. It's an IHOP.
IHOPs, you always want to be better than they are.
Yeah. There was a while there that IHOP was selling, like, corn pancakes, like cornmeal. That was really good.
They've got that at both Haley's and at the Tea Room.
Yeah.
Gives you a good amount of food, too. That's the surprising
thing. Yeah.
Huh. And they've got, because I think it's just a breakfast joint.
So they're probably, like, super packed then, aren't they?
Jeff, I wouldn't know these days because I'm up at fucking 6:30.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every place I go to is empty.
Nah. Because I'm always thinking, like, weekend breakfast. That's the only time when I would ever really have to eat breakfast. And, like, I just always imagine a place like... And also, like, the last thing I want to deal with on a weekend is a fucking wait for a table in Petaluma.
We can do breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah? Yeah, I can... Yeah, right.
You want to go to the Tea Room tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah.
Since you're going to be on my side anyway?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Sell energy drinks there.
All right, great.
You have to bring one of your own.
Okay.
But I do like a nighttime breakfast.
Totally. That's when I eat my best breakfasts, is at night.
How'd your podcast go?
All right. Oh, well. Vinny's back, so, you know, all was there. There's just not a ton to talk about games-wise right now. You know, like, you know, I fiddled around with some stuff, but... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Hey. Good. Did you already eat? Okay. I think I might stop with Jeff, and get some late night breakfast. Probably be home, I'm gonna guess, probably like 8:15 or so. Alright, see you, honey. Bye. We're good!
Alright! Got clearance.
Where do you wanna go?
I was thinking Lumberjacks.
Alright. It's yeah. Good. I mean, yeah. It's the exit that's right there.
Yeah.
I feel like Lumberjacks. No stranger to Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
So, it was funny with that Kickstarter thing. I did it right after I bought some food.
Uh-huh.
And then at 5 o'clock, I noticed I had not eaten the burrito that I'm...
Oh, because you were just, like, staring at the page going, wow. Or, like what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
I had to walk away.
Yeah.
I walked to the bar next door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually, to be honest, to be completely, truthfully honest, I'm really glad that it slowed down.
Sure.
I would, if it went crazy, I would have been like, oh God, I need to build.
You need to have to hire people and
so much,
fill, yeah.
Yeah, so much
scale
stuff.
It immediately. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's good. I hadn't had one of those moments where I had to sit on Twitter, email, some other, you know, like some forum
right.
or
yeah.
something all at the same time. Probably since we relaunched the site at CPS.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's kind of fun to just have that moment again.
Yeah.
People ask the questions that we thought they would ask, which were good.
What is this? Who am I?
It's more, a lot of people ask if they could self-host it.
Oh, right, yeah.
A lot of people ask, what else do a lot of people ask? Do I need to code?
Right, yeah.
One guy you could tell was very much staring at some of our build videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, how are you actually doing this? I was like, that's awesome that you watched it that much to know.
Yeah. That this thing's crazy.
Yeah.
But someone is asking, do you need to code?
You will if you want to go beyond the set themes. So it's going to be the same as something.
But it's like you're coding like front end. It's like CSS and...
Yeah, it's HTML and CSS. So it's the basic level of that kind of stuff. And that'll really just be if you want to build a custom CMS. If you don't, you just want to use like a blog or a portfolio site or probably the few sort of set in stone templates that will set up, then you can just use it that way, which is kind of the same way that WordPress or something like that works.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people are going to be wanting to use it for that. I think it's more its flexibility that's
right.
What attracts people.
It sets it apart from the other stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions. Can I build a wiki with it? And I say, yes, you can build a wiki if you want to give everybody access to your CMS. If you don't, then you should wait at least 6 months till I figure out how to do it. And then you can watch it, maybe not. It's hard though.
Yeah, because then it's like you're going to build in access levels and a lot of stuff like that, right?
Yeah. And then at that part, we're probably going beyond what our goal was, which is to make things easy.
Right, yeah.
It's good, though. It got our small little team excited. Ian was in front of a whiteboard. I was like, all right, we're switching roles. You tell me what I'm building.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Wrote them all up, and I was like, all right, now make the logical deductions. Which things should we be building first? What should I be working on right now?
Right, yeah. Play some Trials. Gotta spend some time in the lab, beat Lang on a couple levels.
I will probably play a little Warframe.
One thing I ended up really liking about Borderlands, like the way they Borderlands 2 was that badass rank stuff.
Yeah.
Like the kind of multi-character buffs stuff I thought was pretty cool.
The badass rank too kind of reminds me of Diablo's got a, because that badass rank carries across all your characters.
It does, right? Yeah, so that's the Paragon levels.
Stuff is kind of neat that way. But holy shit, does that make you feel like a different character? Like I've been jumping in on a couple of Mike Horn's Diablo games, and he just has, 30 ranks of Paragon or something.
Yeah.
Just makes his character, so much more powerful than mine. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'll play tonight. I still need to level my Crusader.
I thought I might have stuck with Diablo long enough to hit the cap and actually start to get some Paragon levels, but I don't know that I'm going to go back to it too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's the... Did you play the Adventure Mode stuff at all?
Yeah, I went through one act and kind of just, got my first, item drop
rift.
Or whatever. Yeah.
You got a rift.
I didn't go in a rift. I got my first, per Adric cube or whatever, full items. And sort of stop there.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard with that kind of game. It's either an obsession or it's not.
Yeah. I enjoy my time with it, but it just doesn't seem like.
I think it's really disappointing that game didn't get PvP.
Well, it's got like a battle arena area where you can go PvP, right? I mean, I don't know if it's any good or not.
But I would have liked somebody to make like some sort of capture the flag, or I was assuming that they were gonna make like
modes or something
stuff in there, you know?
Hmm.
Like just give me some game modes. Imagine a game where you had like 20 dudes in there like trying to do like capture points or something.
Yeah.
I think it just isn't possible to balance.
Yeah, probably. As you just,
I think they were like, look, let's just focus on people having roles and, that kind of helping stuff out. But
I don't know. Like, PvP in a game like that never really interested me anyway. But like, Marvel Heroes has some, like, PvP environments and stuff. And it's just seems like one of those things that's, like, perpetually a beta testing label on it. Just like they don't really know how to do this, right?
Game at all.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the MMO one.
It's yes. There are tons of people running around all the environments, and then there are a bunch of instanced areas.
But you play
as,
as the characters, right?
You do. You don't make your own. It's you see a bunch of Captain Americas, and they sell different costumes, so you can get
And it's free to play.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty well made. Like, I pretty much just stuck with Captain America the whole time. But it's one of those things where the game's not difficult, and they have really kind of emphasized survivability in a lot of their class tweaks and stuff over time, that it just seems like their whole goal is, let's make it so people are seeing fun shit pop out of people all the time, and they have plenty of reasons to stay here, and hopefully they'll spend some money so you don't die a bunch, so you die here and there. But
what does it play like? Does it play like...
It's like a Diablo-style game. It's
figured it was more like X-Men Legends or something.
No, it's...
I wanted to play that.
It is like one of the early Diablo guys worked on it.
So what is the actual loot in that game?
It's costume parts, or it's... So you equip your costume, that determines your look, but you're also getting, like, boots. And for Captain America, it's shield. Cowl, chest piece, cape, and that sort of stuff.
And do they all individually affect the look?
No, they don't.
Right.
The costume affects the look. So there's no, like, mix and match on that stuff.
That's the hard part with the superhero game.
Yeah.
It's like... City Heroes, all those games had the same bits. Like, you're getting the loot, but it's basically just the equivalent of, like, a stat.
Yeah.
Has no look to it.
Yeah. But I thought, like, the abilities, at least, from Captain America and some of the other characters, like, I played Wolverine for a while, and a little bit of Cable.
Do you play it mostly by yourself or in a group?
It will auto-group you when you walk into an instance. A lot of cases, and that was always fine. I didn't really roll with a group too much, like a set group didn't really seem necessary, but I've soloed most of the content in it at this point too.
What are the missions?
You're kind of working your way through a story. They've got kind of, motion comic kind of cutscenes and stuff through it.
Do you only play the good guys or do you play the bad guys?
Yeah, so it's good guys only. So, like, by the end of it, you're,
But I want to play Apocalypse.
You're in, like, Latveria and all this other stuff. I bet they eventually...
Let me play Apocalypse?
Sure, why not? No, I don't know. I think they'll eventually. I bet they eventually do some villains. If they haven't already, I don't know. Well, Loki's in it. I mean, Loki is one of them. But he's always kind of a...
Yeah, he's always
you never know.
Off. Oh, maybe I'll... So what was the free-to-play mechanic? Just costume?
Starter heroes. So it's like you choose which hero. If you like one of the free starter heroes at that time, then great. If not, you need to buy heroes. And then you can buy the costumes. And then you can buy XP boosters and stuff like that. But it's all pretty mellow. Like, if you are interested in actually playing the content, then they don't give you a lot of good reasons to spend money unless you are very interested in a specific character.
Maybe I'll check that out.
And, like, bank slots and stuff like that. There's a lot of, like, if you get super into the crafting and are playing multiple characters, then at some point you need bank slots. You need, you know, room for crafting materials and all that other stuff. So... But it seemed pretty reasonable as someone who got a lot of that stuff for free from the developer and didn't have to do it. Like, the price compared to what you would get, like looking at that and having experienced that stuff, like, it seemed somewhat reasonable. And they added an area of the game that, like, when you hit a certain level that is... It's not adventure mode, but it is kind of a free-for-all area where there's just kind of, like, quests, like, public quests popping off all the time. So you kind of just run through, and they have a daily associated with that area, but also, you know, you can just go out there and just, when you're done with the story, you can just be out there grinding.
But it's pure action-based, like Diablo?
Yeah, totally.
To play that Quest for Epic Loot game.
I watched Vinny play some of that, and I thought about playing some of it. Like, it's just kind of like Castle Doctrine and Dungeon Keeper and stuff like that, with the build your fort so that other people can't steal your stuff, and then go steal other people's stuff from the forts they made. Like, it's a cool idea. It seemed kind of well made. I don't know. I just don't know where the money stuff is in that game to know if it's any, like, if it's frustrating or annoying or not.
You put in money to protect your money.
Right, man. Yeah, put in real money to protect your fake money. No. Actually kind of changed quite a bit of stuff about Marvel Heroes since launch. It seems like they're supporting it well.
I kind of wish you could make your own character.
Yeah. I mean, DC Universe Online was that, you know? But even that was like, pick your mentor and then pick your power source. Like, you were still... I don't know, I guess that's the thing. Is like, they still have to make it a game with a challenge in it, so you can't just, like, I want all the powers, because that's my superhero. I tried to go back to that, because, you know, they put it out on PS4, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll screw around with that a bit. And I got to the character creator and started creating a character, and then it came time to enter a name, and everything I entered was taken. I was like, well, I don't have time to dick around with this.
Dick around with this?
Yeah.
Can't use the word dick.
Yeah. And they changed all the names on my characters, my existing characters, to have a bunch of numbers after the name. It's like, oh, you stopped paying a subscription fee, so now your characters are totally second-class citizens. Fuck you. what you get, but still, it's kind of lame. Or they merged servers or something, I forget what it was, but whatever it was, left me with a bunch of dumb names.
I'm surprised you keep the tapping sound on.
I like people to know how fast I can bust out my typing.
Remember that period where BlackBerry users were actually still advocating for their device because it had that physical keyboard?
Yeah, I mean, I had a, you know, I had a, what, a hip top, I had a Danger, the T-Mobile Sidekick. Mm-hmm. And it had a physical keyboard. And I used it to take notes in the dark before, so, like, because I learned the keyboard pretty well. And
took notes in the dark?
Like at E3 and stuff, like press conferences, and just like, okay, I'm watching game demos, and I need to... So at first, like, I was really skeptical of no keyboard. But
I remember I had to convince my sister by having a drunk type off.
All right, we're here to get food. I'm going to turn this off because this is a classy establishment.
All right, later, chat.
See you, chat. See you tomorrow.